Bank of Cardiff, this is Shaw.
Yes, Steve there?
He might be. Let me try to transfer.
This is John Rigney. This is John Rigney. I thought I was calling his direct line.
Oh, no, you called my direct line, but it's okay. I can try to transfer you over right now.
Well, the reason I called is I printed out the October bank statements for Citibank and U.S. Bank. I mean, they're not statements, but they're just the activity on the account.
Uh-huh.
And my my merchant services for October in Citibank was actually over 54,000. So it's dramatically higher. And I think I did over 6,000 in American Express in the U.S. Bank. And then, of course, I did not give you the specific commerce statements, but they were checked into there. So it was definitely over 70,000. So
okay, that's good. That's definitely a lot higher than last month and the month before that, too. So that'll definitely help your file. Do you already have it scanned into your computer?
I faxed it to you. That's why
you faxed it.
Yeah, I faxed it to Steve's attention at 888-234-0177.
Okay.
The fax went through. Let me see. I got a copy of the fax. It went through at 12:14. So about half an hour ago. I also wanted to let you know that the cabbage payment didn't go through. It got rejected, but the money, you can see the money's still in the account, and they're going to pull it out today or tomorrow. So.
Oh, okay. Was there a late payment then?
Well, it hasn't paid yet. What happened was I had a merchant services credit coming through that night, and I was relying on the merchant services credit to have enough money to make the payment. And apparently the bank decided to run the debits before the credits, and so they rejected it. But it's going
Oh,
to
I see. Okay.
Before you guys fund. So
okay, so
you can see there's like 8,000 in the account right now. So why it's there, because they
So are they pulling that out today?
They're supposed
tomorrow?
To pull it out today or tomorrow. I don't know when.
Okay, so then the balance will be, was 41 minus 7, that would be 46?
No.
I mean 36, sorry, 36.
It should be 41. No, it should be 41. That payment, if you read the payoff letter, it said assuming the 1026 payment goes through.
Oh, I see, okay.
The payment didn't go through, so it'll be 41. It'll be whatever the payoff letter says. There may be some charge for the late payment, I don't know.
Oh, okay. So it's the same thing as what the payoff letter says.
Exactly.
Okay.
I just wanted to let you know it hasn't paid off yet, and I wanted to explain why and let you know the money's in there. And I want it to get paid because I don't want you guys paying them and them having them take, because they automatically.
Yeah, then you have to wait for a refund from them, and it takes some time.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So I've already talked to them. I called today. Coincidentally, this is just bad luck, but my ATM card is missing, so I had to report it missing today, and they will get me a new one tomorrow, but I can't initiate any payments until I get the new ATM card tomorrow, so they have to do it on their own. That's probably too much information, but anyway.
It's fine. It's good to know the whole, you know, what's going on in the bank, you know. Okay.
Yeah.
So let me see if we've received the fax, and then I'll give you a call right back, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Bye.